Simon Shin Nun. Over the other Mishnah say Yochin, and both the other Mishnah say Rabin. The person can stand in the Mishnah say Yochin, private domain, put his hands into the street, public domain, and move things around. But it has to be provided the things he doesn't need in the house, because otherwise, concerned, he may take them into the house. There's another condition. Because we know you're not going to move something from one point to another point in the Mishnah Rabban more than 4 amos. So therefore you can't move these 4 amos. But if it's less than 4 amos, then an echanami is permitted. So once again, if you picked it up from one point in the Mishnah Rabban and put it down another point in the Mishnah Rabban 4 amos away, even though when he picked it up, he picked it more than 10 falcon above the ground, which is really out of the domain of the Mishnah Rabban, but since it went through the air issues around from one place to the other, 4 amas or more, as it is the rice. Hilkoch, based on this, Mutal Amad, Mishus a Rabbin, Little Mafteach, Mishus a Yochim of Toepo, Stan Mishus a Rabbin, was allowed to take a key, which is Mishus a Yochim, and open the door. What's the case over here? The key wasn't Mishus a Yochim, he's Stan Mishus a Rabbin, and he's not carrying by, he's basically, the key is in the door of the Rishus HaYochid. So he's basically moving around the key in the door. That's one option. Or there's an area around the door which is Rishus HaYochid. The bottom line is he's taking this key, it's in the Rishus HaYochid. He's leaving in the Rishus HaYochid, even though he happens to be standing with Rishus HaRabin. But since he's not transferring the key from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin, he is allowed to use the key to turn the key or to put the key into the keyhole and open the door, provided that the key remains entire time in the Rishus HaYochid. We're not concerned that he's going to take the key out to the Rishus HaRabban, because it doesn't need the key in the Rishus HaRabban, it needs the key to open the door, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. Achem Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabban. Same thing the other way around. The bottom line is if he's standing in one Rishus and he's moving things around or using things in the other Rishus, as long as he doesn't need it in his Rishus, it's permitted. Although Yamad Rishus HaYochid, the Yotzei Roisho, the Rishus HaRabban, the Yishtashom, he's not allowed to stand in the Rishus HaYochid and drink something from the Rishus HaRabban by bending over and drinking there. Now we would say, what's the problem? You know, his feet are Rishus HaYochid, and his mouth is Rishus HaRabban, and he's drinking them in the Rishus HaRabban. Because here, once again, he wants the water, he's not Rishus HaYochid, he wants the water for himself. So since he wants it for himself, we're concerned that before he swallows the water, he's going to move his head back into Rishus HaYochid, and then basically took something from Rishus HaRabban and put it to Rishus HaYochid. The only way by doing that is he has to have the majority of his body in the Rishus that he's drinking from. It's not enough just to put your head into it. You have to put the majority of your body into the area that you're drinking from. Yeah, the Kiddush itself, Leilu Mayim Chashin Yishen Yivin Nesbun. Like we said in the beginning of this, if the rule is you're allowed to move things around in another Rishus, and we're not concerned you can bring into your Rishus unless it's something you want for yourself. But if you stand in Rishus HaYochid and you bend your head over into a Rishus HaRabban derabbanan, then it's permitted, because since the whole Isser, even if you do the wrong thing, that you don't keep your head out the whole time until you swallow the water. But if you put your head out, you stand in Rishus HaYochid, you put your head out into a Kamalus, and you start drinking, and before you swallow, you put your head back in. So basically, you transfer the water from the Kamalus to the Rishus HaYochid. But since it's only Isser derabbanan, We don't make things there, then you may do that. The concept of chafetim that he needs, different things that he needs, are nice things, and he could use them in his house. But if you're filling up a cup, which is a nice cup, then there's more of a concern they can take it in. If you're just sticking your head out and drinking from a water fountain or filling up a paper cup or something like that, then as long as your head is outside, when you're drinking, that's good enough, and we're not concerned you're going to bring it in. The Ma'aseh Mishnah rule says we should be concerned like the first sheet. So, once again, it's not so again nowadays, very few people have Rishus HaRabban directly out of their house. So this chash is really not very common. It can be more common by a kabbalist if you live on the ground floor and in front of you have an area which is not Rishus HaRabban, but it's not Rishus HaYochid, Over there, you have to make sure that your head is out while you're swallowing or while you're moving things to keep them in the averages. You don't bring them in. Talking about when a person is drinking, so it's just moving things around, then as long as he keeps his hand in the Rishas Aravim, moves them less than four amas in the Rishas Aravim, he's alright.